From the Anglo-Saxons, the Victorians, and still today, Norwich has put its land to use. Historian and geologist Matthew Williams explains how the roads and districts of Norwich have been used and the huge influence of Norwich's hilly geology.
Matt, thank you very much for taking the time this morning to talk to us about your perspective on Norwich. Norwich is not quite as flat as most people imagine it to be.
A lot of people know Norwich, and they know it by knowing how to get around it. And quite often they're going around on foot or in a car or in a bus, and maybe don't quite appreciate how hilly Norwich is. It is actually, has been said to be, one of the hilliest cities in southern England. So it does go up and down a lot. But it sits in Norfolk, and Norfolk has traditionally been known to be a very flat place. Apparently that was partly crystallised by Noel Coward in his play Private Lives in 1932. One of the characters makes a throwaway comment about very flat Norfolk, and everybody thinks Norfolk is flat, but those of us who live here, particularly those of us who ride our bicycles here, because I know you do, you notice that Norfolk and Norwich are not flat. And Norwich in particular is very hilly, and there's a good reason for that. And the reason is to do with the river valley. And the river valley is actually the reason why Norwich is there at all, because the first settlers in Norwich are probably coming across the North Sea. So you can imagine leaving the coastline of the Netherlands or Denmark, sailing across the sea. Obviously, it's pretty flat in the sea generally.
This was some 900 years ago.
Yes, a long time ago. Yes, we're talking about probably before the Anglo-Scandinavians, as they're called these days, or Anglo-Saxons at the time, long time before the Normans anyway. So they're looking across the North Sea at the Norfolk coastline, and there are basically three big rivers flowing out. And as they're looking at it from the east, the one on the left is the Waveney. If you go down there, you get to Beccles. The one in on the right is the Bure. And if you go down there, you get to kind of Wroxham, Coltishall eventually. And the one in the middle is the Yare. And if you go down there, you sail your sea-going boat down there. You start off in a wide estuary, which is at sea level, obviously nice and flat. And then it gradually, it's narrow, narrow, narrow. You can sail down there for about 30 miles. And eventually, the river gets very, very narrow and starts to be flowing a lot faster against you, because basically, if you carried on, you'd have to go uphill. And that point is Norwich. Mm. And the reason the river is doing that is because Norwich is actually in a bit of a narrow valley. And that valley actually widens out enormously just east of Norwich, as you go to places like Whitlingham, Postwick, Brundle. The valley there is half a mile wide, but Norwich Valley is only about 200 yards wide.
So their choice was quite deliberate to settle in Norwich.
Well, it's simply the point where you have to get out of your seagoing boat and either lift it up a few rapids and keep having to do so thereafter, or you get into a smaller craft and row whenever you can. But to this day, Norwich is what would be described as the head of navigation. So the river, as you arrive in Norwich, in places like Harrow, the river is sea level. In fact, it is tidal. It goes up and down half a metre every day or so. But on the, if you like, the uphill side of Norwich, the river, uphill of New Mills specifically, New Mills Pumping Station, which is near Oak Street, from there on, the river is not tidal. And in fact, New Mills is a weir about 5 or 6 feet high. So I'm doing old units here. Mm-hmm. 5 or 6 feet high. You have to go up a weir, so you literally have to lift your boat out of the lower part of the river, go into the upstream side of the weir, put your rowing boat back in. And if you were to continue all the way as far as you could up the river, which is by this point called the River Wensum, it changes from the Yare to Wensum, it's just outside Norwich, you would eventually get to Fakenham, and you would have had to go up 11 weirs, all of about 5 feet. So by the time you get to Fakenham, the level of the river is actually 100 feet or so higher above sea level than it is in Norwich. So I always say it's just as well the river flows downhill from Fakenham to Norwich, or else we'd all be underwater. So if you think about it in terms of transport by boat, Norwich is the head of navigation. It's as far as you can get up the river. So you park your boat and you think, is this a place to make a settlement? The other way you could look at it is if you're travelling across the land from the south to the north or the north to the south. Imagine going northwards from Suffolk up through Norfolk. If you head anywhere closer to Yarmouth than Norwich, you can't get across the river. There's a great big river, the River Yare, which is not fordable. It's too deep, too fast flowing. In fact, even to this day, there's no way you can cross the river, even on a bridge, until you get to Haven Bridge. And if you do want to cross the river, you have to go to Reedham and use the ferry. You couldn't, in Scandinavian times, you just couldn't get across the river easily. So Norwich is actually the lowest fording point of the river. And that point is, there are two points. One is if you're going north-south, and that point is Fye Bridge. It's the line of King Street, where we are at the moment. Straight up there, crosses the ford at what is now Fye Bridge, and goes into Magdalen Street. It's the north-south route, the south-to-north route. And in the early days of the city, that was a ford. And very quickly after that, they built a timber causeway across the marsh near St Clement's Church, Fishergate, around there. And then eventually a bridge was built. And then another bridge was built. And then another bridge. The bridge we have now was built in 1935. It was an extended bridge to deal with the situation after the 1912 flood, and a widened bridge because there was a lot of traffic congestion and they wanted to get trams through there. Now, the east-west route, where you also need to cross over, if you're going from the middle part of Norfolk up towards the kind of Boards area, the fording point there was at the bottom of Gas Hill, and that became Bishop Bridge when the Normans arrived. They built a bridge there, but that was previously a fording point. You could just about ford the river there. And in fact, it's thought that that is a Roman crossing route. So the Romans used to literally troop, troop, troop across the river, and straight up over Gas Hill to get to wherever they're going. In later times, of course, a lot of the people crossing the river were in wheeled carts and so on, and they couldn't make it up that steep hill. So they did a bit of a right turn after they've crossed the river where the Bishop Bridge is, and took the route which is now Rosary Road. It goes over the shoulder of the hill, a much more gentle gradient. And we know that is a very old road. Rosary Road is a very old track. It's shown on the oldest maps of Norwich, and it's actually been, this is another story, but I, as a geologist, that whole hillside has been quarried out, and we know that the road has always been there, and there were big quarries on the lower side of the road and big quarries on the higher side of the road.
And as a geologist, I think you say that geology drives everything.
Oh, of course it does. Yeah, I don't have any problems. Geology is the most important thing, because it's what the land is made of. Quite apart from anything else, the geology dictates the shape of the land, how big our valleys, how steep our slopes are, how the drainage works, where the watercourses go. It's dictated why Norwich is there, why it was settled. It dictated the way Norwich has been arranged. The decisions on where to put the city wall were driven by geology, because they needed to find places to dig the materials to build the wall out of. You bear in mind that Norwich is basically a city dug out of the ground. It was only when very, very recent times, from the mid-19th century, when the railways arrived, you could actually bring building materials a significant distance to Norwich. But up to that point, Norwich had almost entirely been built out of either flints and lime mortar, which were dug out of chalk quarries, or bricks, which were dug out of brick fields, both of which occur in Norwich. And that's just a very normal thing for any sort of place. So, but what I'm trying to say is that the geology, you can trace it all back to geology, and there, over the centuries that the city has been occupied, there's been a lot of modification of what's there by making the slopes gentler, filling in the low bits, building things, knocking things down, building more things on top. So it all gets modified. But at the end of the day, the heritage which we have as Norwich is basically driven by geology. And that's really where this notion that I've used in this book called The Grain of the City. It's a bit of a play on words.
What do you mean by that?
Right, yeah.
That?
Grain, it is a play on words. The grain of the city, we're talking about the grains of the soil, and it's just quite a sandy place, so that's one way of looking at it. But what I actually mean is the city has a shape, a feel to it, and a texture to it, which is dictated by what's under the ground, the geology. And that has dictated, for example, as I said, where the watercourses go. That has meant a lot of those are parish boundaries. It's dictated where the roads go, because, as I said before, when you're creating your roads and your trackways, you might not want to go straight up the steepest slope. You want to go round the slope. A good example of that would be in the Prince of Wales Road area. Up until the time the Prince of Wales Road was built in the middle of the 19th century is a straight line route between the railway station on the lower ground and the city centre on the high ground. All the roads in the Prince of Wales Road area went round the hillside at right angles to Prince of Wales Road, and Prince of Wales Road just kind of ploughed straight across it. So I describe that as going against the grain.
So that was the Victorians building a road for access to the new railway station?
Oh, yeah. Norwich had three railway stations, and that one arrived in the 1840s, and it was rebuilt in the 1860s, but somewhere around there they decided to connect it to the city centre across what was previously a marsh. The lower part of Prince of Wales Road was a grazing marsh, and the roads, which were not far from here, Mountergate, St Faith Lane was the one, were all going round the hillside, because all the roads, they didn't want to go onto the marsh, they followed the edge of the marsh. What I'm saying, there's a grain, which is the kind of the natural grain, and then interventions by human beings sometimes go against the grain. And I think what I'm trying to work to in my kind of thesis is that when you go against the grain too much, things don't work anymore.